approach the game the same way. We have to go out there, and regardless of who's out there, and just play. You know, one guy goes down, or two guys go down, and then somebody else has to step up. You know, hopefully they'll get back and be able to get out there. But, you know, the thing is, we don't want them to, you know, make the injuries any worse or re-aggravate it. So we'll just see how it goes on the next couple
of
days.
Mike, there's a guy on the other side of the ball. There's a guy on the other side of the ball who's been playing this game 17 years, 13 Pro Bowls. You butted heads with him enough.
Yeah.
He defies the laws of averages. Your thoughts on what Ray Lewis has been able to accomplish?
Ray Lewis has accomplished a lot, you know, not only for himself but for the NFL. I think the way he's played the game, younger guys coming into the league, has patterned themselves after him and, you know, strive off the way he playing, his intensity. And, you know, he's been a great ambassador for the NFL. And, you know, he's definitely a big brother to all of us. And he's always been that way. And, you know, I love him to death, but this week we got to face him.
Are you confident of one or both of those receivers?
What's that?
Are you confident you'll have either Jeremy or Deshaun?
You know, I can't say right now for sure, but, you know, the guys who we have out there now has been working extremely hard, and they understand the offense is what we're trying to get accomplished. So, you know, that's all you can ask for right now. And, you know, like I said, hopefully Deshaun and Jeremy will be out there.
Look, yesterday Marty said there was more to clean up than he thought there was. Do you think at this point of the week you guys have cleaned up what was wrong and confident going into this one?
Yeah, I think we've cleaned up a lot. I think as the weeks go on, you know, we'll continue to get better. You know, obviously every game is not going to be perfect. It's not going to be flawless, you know, and you know, you learn from your mistakes. And, you know, I think sometimes things not happening so well can be the best teacher for you as long as you clean it up.
Michael, what can you learn from watching the tape last week?
You know, just to remain confident, and that's something I will do. I believe in my abilities. I believe in, you know, the skill set that I've been blessed with. And, you know, the only thing is just not, you know, not to force it. You know, don't try to, you know, make things happen when it's not an opportunity to. And you know, just be patient. You know, don't get frustrated. And, you know, just stay the course, man. Have fun playing the game.
Is that something you can work on Monday to Friday, or is it all about Sundays with that?
I think it's all about Sundays. You know, you know, in practice, you know, the decision making is important, but, you know, when the bullets are flying, you know, that's when you have to be at your best. And, you know, I think, you know, over the course of my career, I've done a good job with that, and just getting back to it, and I will.
How excited are you to finally go out there on Sunday and just let your play do the talking?
You know, I'm just happy to get back, man. This is what I do. You know, I'm a professional football player. I play for the Philadelphia Eagles, and I'm proud of that. And, you know, I'm proud of the team that I have around me. I'm proud of the organization that I play for, and you know, that's the most important thing. When you go out and you play with pride and passion and you have fun, then good things usually happen.
And, Mike, I can imagine that the timing is different from receiver to receiver. You'd have to make adjustments depending on which guys are actually out there. So how do you overcome that?
You know, it's different, but, you know, our guys have done real well throughout the week, and you know, I'm confident in them. I'm confident that we can go out there and get it done. They're confident in themselves, and, you know, they take pride in what they do, and that's what's most important.
Were Jeremy and Deshaun able to do much today?
They didn't really do too much today. So, you know, we'll see how it goes. You know, hopefully they'll bounce back, and, you know, they can get out there on Sunday. It's going to be a great game. But, you know, if not, we got to go with what we got.
Does Tyrod do a good job scouting you? Like, is that the backup quarterback for the Ravens? Does he do a good job, like, imitating you?
I don't know. I'm not there. So, I don't know what they got going on. But, yeah. I mean, we worked out 2 years ago when he was coming into the league and sat down, watched film, studied defenses. Kind of gave him, you know, a brief indication of what the NFL was going to be about. So, he's gotten better as the years have went on. And, you know, I'm excited about it.